brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The gates are open. We are live. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday worldwide transmission. Coming up, we have Joel Gilbert, filmmaker. By the way, we're carrying this film discounted at Infowars.com. It just officially came out today. Dreams from My Real Father, a story of Reds and deception and who Barack Obama's real father is. And it is a very compelling film. You cannot stop watching it once you put it in the DVD player. And it is available at InfoWars.com, InfoWarsShop.com if you want to support the broadcast, the news organization, and the filmmaker. Dreams from My Real Father, directed by Joel Gilbert. He's going to be joining us coming up in the second hour today. And then if his Skype or phone works, either, because it is a UN model city, Rio de Janeiro, with the green Christ over the city now, the new religion of world government and dehumanization. Lord Monckton has some big breaking news, and he's going to be joining us for about 30 minutes coming up as well in the third hour. And sometime during the broadcast, because it's out there rendering right now, because it's high def, I have my review of The Dark Knight. And The Dark Knight Rises, the final installment with the Christian Bale piece, because it's full of propaganda. We happen to have been able to talk to somebody who did see one of the screenings, one of the focus groups. Now, they changed some of the editing after this person saw it, but we pretty much got the plot, and we're going to spoil the whole thing here on air. It's what we do. I'm not going to give it all away. You notice, I mean, we did a whole review of Prometheus with all this speculation, and people are like, oh, there's no way this is really what it's about. And you notice, you go watch my review, Secrets of Prometheus Leaked, and an 8-minute video. This one's 8 minutes, too, and it's exactly what I said it was. And people are like, well, why review movies? Well, when it gets into directed transpermia, panspermia, what the elite believe in, that humans were seeded here by aliens. Whether you believe that, whether it's true or not, the point is the ruling class believes this. And the documents that I present in that little piece on Secrets of Prometheus Film Leaked is accurate. And we show their quotes, the documents, the world leaders, what they're into. And that woke up a lot of people. Now, I will be reviewing the Rise of the Dark Knight, the final installment that's coming out. I will be giving you a review a little less than a month before it comes out, July 20th. And I'm not hurting their film. I'm doing them a favor. And I'm not going to spoil the whole thing. I'm mainly going to analyze the propaganda in it because it's in all these major films. And people, especially the childlike adult men, who don't think of themselves as powerful or effective, but fantasize about Superman all day. That's why they never get off the couch. They never get involved because they're children. They have the minds of children, arrested development, and they could never fight tyranny because they're not Superman or Batman or the Green Lantern. They can't fly around in outer space and fight, planet-sized demons like Green Lantern. And by the way, I can go see those films and enjoy them and think they're entertaining. But when I sit there watching 35, 40-year-old men oohing and eyeing and acting like my son, well, he acts less boy-like. It really freaks me out. That's what I'm saying. Nothing wrong with these films if you're aware you're being bombarded with propaganda. Nothing wrong with it. As long as you're aware of that and as long as you don't mix fantasy with reality. But the big news is coming up. Stay with us. I haven't even gotten into the news. We'll be right back. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and then I will be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I haven't decided tomorrow, seems like tomorrow, I'm doing the interview tomorrow, Sunday, whether I'm going to air a Billy Corrigan, Smashing Pumpkins creator, interview on the Sunday show or next Monday. But I'm doing the interview tomorrow, just a program note for folks out there. It's going to be an interesting music and political discussion. Boy, if I could just get Mr. Corrigan to really tell you what he thinks. He's been a long-time listener. We'll just leave it at that. He's been on before in studio here when he was in town. We hung out for a few days. But another very interesting mind, and he is going to be doing a quick interview with me tomorrow. Okay, wow, where to start here? Obviously, one of the big rating agencies, Moody's, has downgraded some of the big mega banks. But as investors have pointed out, everyone's known this for a long time. And now they've gotten multiple bailouts for Spain, multiple bailouts for Greece, and all these other bailouts in places like Ireland and other places. And they call it a bailout, but most of the money, the same in every country. It's always over 90%, goes to the banks, who then lecture us on how we're spending too much and how we're the reason that we're going into a global depression. And then they point at the dependent people, government employees, welfare folks, and say that they're the cause of everything when they're a very small part of it. And they're the group, though, that's dependent, whether they're good or bad, that the system then rallies out to call for more government, but the majority of the money goes to the bankers. But I'm going to get into this more later. It's just that Mario Monti, the big Goldman Sachs guy that they installed, they admit they installed him. Mr. Monti came out and said, we have a week to save the Eurozone. Every couple weeks we hear, we have a week. Give us $200 billion more for Greece. Give us $100-something billion this week for Spain. And, oh, it's another $300 billion the next week. And now it's $500 billion. And you got 1 week to give us this money. And so you give the money to the banks. I was looking at numbers, even out of the Canadian papers that have come out in the last year, where they borrowed less than $50 billion in the 80s in Canada. The government did from the private banks that own the private central bank up in Canada that they call a government bank, the National Bank of Canada. And now that money is over $400 billion. And it all comes from money that was paid back in just a few years, but it was designed to be paid back part of it slower, so that now the country's in debt to these private banks that made it up out of nothing. You see, when you're a shareholder of the private Federal Reserve or the private Bank of England or the private other central banks around the world, and the stock of these banks is all owned by the same group, it's less than 10 banks globally, 6 big banks here in the United States. They're all interconnected to the European banks. It's all one big metastasizing cancer. And there's no way to ever pay it back. They designed the whole derivative scam so that it's mathematically impossible. It's a black hole. That's what they call it in financial circles, that sucks everything into it. And once they get their minions into office everywhere, they just keep holding you hostage, saying, give us $100 billion more this week, $300 billion the next week, $500 billion the next week. That's what they're saying right now. And it's always, or everything will collapse at the end of the week. We have one more week, but this will fix it this time. And then a week later, we need $500 billion more, or it will totally collapse. And they're saying, Germany, you haven't paid enough into the Eurozone. And Germany, by the way, is the one that's in the greatest debt now. And they act like it's Germany rising again. Germany runs the Euro. Germany signed all of its sovereignty over to the unelected EU bureaucracy. So it's another red herring, like, shrewd move, Germany. You took over without firing a shot. And I told you years ago they would start with Greece because it's little, 2% of the Eurozone, and then make it, oh, it's all about those Greeks. Well, we've got to do it or the whole thing will come down. Oh, it's all about those Spanish. Oh, it's all about those Italians. Oh, it's all about those Swiss because they won't join the Euro. It's all about those Germans. It's all about those French. It's all about those. Yeah, those people, they only work 1 hour a day, and then they get months of vacation, lazy people, everything. And part of that's true because you've got giant government bureaucracies of bossy, henpecking agents that come and get in your face in these countries. And it is out of control. And there is, but it doesn't matter. That's what the banksters set up. That's their client group that squat on top of the countries in a parasitic fashion. You know, they tell the cops, as the memos have come out, you've got to write so many tickets. You've got to get so many arrests, quotas. Or we're going to have to lay off officers. And the cops go out, write the money, and it ends up going to the city or the county of the state. And most of it, around 76%, goes into international derivatives investments that's never coming back. And no amount of ticket writing, no amount of taxes is going to fix anything. In fact, they knew when they massively increased VAT and created a new expanded sales tax to be paid directly into the euro in Greece, that it would stall the economy. Less than 6 months into this Greece is in cardiac arrest. All the major hospitals are working without pay. The power's going off. There are people starving on the streets. Crime has tripled in the last 6 months. This is in the news today. People are starving like it's Argentina in 2000, 2001. Go from the richest country in Latin America, on par with the U.S., to just, I've talked to people that have been down there. Ted Anderson was down there a couple of years ago. Just good-looking families, not normal, drunk, homeless people, living on in doorways. Okay, just garbage everywhere, people crapping in the streets. I mean, this is what they'll do. And by the way, they've now done that to Greece. And so when you ratchet up the taxes in an already stalling economy, the news is tax receipts plummet in Greece. In fact, guys, I meant to cover that yesterday. It was in the stack. Just type in tax revenue plummets in Greece. What? Wait. You raise the taxes and less comes in? That's the plan. They've got them leveraged into total debt made up by nothing by the bankers on record. And now look at California. They passed the carbon tax, 20-something percent. Passed it last year. Starts going into effect this year, and already it's called the Great Exodus. You've seen that. Because hundreds of different types of businesses have the expenses passed on to them by the carbon taxes that are on key areas of the economy. And then out in California, second worst state for prisons, you're competing against prison industries with an average 23 cents an hour pay rate, building everything from solar panels to engine parts to telemarketing. You got 7 million people behind bars working for 23 cents an hour below the Chinese slave wage. And all these idiot good old boys wonder why they're going bankrupt. Yeah, they got cable TV in them prisons. Yeah, I saw it on TV. No, they don't. They've got cable TV in minimum security white-collar prisons because the white-collar people have set it up that way. Folks, in Texas, most of the prisons no longer have air conditioning, and they're not built to not have air conditioning. One thing, if you had old, long buildings with windows on both sides you could open up, it's still hellish over 110 degrees inside. They have the Texas prisons now in the last few years, most of them do not have air conditioning. Anyway, side issue. The point is that this is a total takeover of society. And they put the prisoners in who are nonviolent. They come out, can't get a job, that they're felons now. And so they now got a college degree in crime. And the crime rate goes up. The amount of drugs being shipped in goes up. The police get more corrupt. The society breaks down. And the new American culture is gangster thug criminality. Whether they're white kids, black kids, Hispanic, MTV, the culture, the kids are being funneled into juvenile. They funnel kids in there now who are late three times a class. The law doesn't say that in Texas, same all over the country. But they trick the parents into signing a further adjudication. Then the kid gets in trouble in the next year, is sent to juvie. And the first day, your 10-year-old, your 12-year-old is raped in juvenile and learns to become a gangster and do all those things, or they get killed. And you wonder why you go to the mall or anywhere and people look and act like animals now. Because it's designed. The American dream has been killed by the prisons and killed by the drug war. And you're going to have more criminals, more thugs, more collapse, all scientifically planned by the social engineers. And they all wrote books on it bragging how they do it. And you know what? They did it. And now they want Agenda 21 to make it too expensive to live outside megacities. Whoever could run, they call it white flight, but other people that could run ran too, have run to the country. And they got their kids. I mean, I've seen the statistics. I was in school, high school, 20 years ago, and things were very promiscuous. It was wild. I mean, I cannot believe how wild it was. And I went to school in Dallas, and then I went to school here. Wild everywhere. Wild. I've looked at statistics. Rob Dew was telling me about this last night. I looked it up. Young people are four times more promiscuous than when I was in high school. They don't even ask each other's names now. STDs are exploding. Abortions is bam, 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 wrecking these girls' wombs. The society is collapsing. Just like Mexico's collapsing, nobody will tell you. America's beginning its collapse, and the media won't tell you. Or they'll look at spots and offer government as the solution when it was all engineered. They've raised the taxes in Greece. It's collapsing. They raised the taxes in California. They know it was going to collapse. They want to get all the pieces.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseRet FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the Renegades, and it's Atomic Age.
Okay, I started getting into the first little stack of news and digressed off for an entire segment. But coming up, I'll get more into the designed world depression run by the captains of the New World Order, the bankster fraud, con artist, Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay types that rule our globe and should all just go to jail and the whole nightmare could end. But the general public has no idea what planet they're even on or how things work. Again, I'm not elitist in saying this. I look at adults and I people watch and I talk to folks, and it is amazing how many executives and millionaires and people that are successful I talk to who are so specialized in their one area, they know nothing else and they don't want to know anything else. Well, no wonder you're going to have your lunch eaten and we're going to be overrun and everything's going to collapse. This is a very decadent society, ladies and gentlemen. Very decadent. And the power structure does not fear the people enough. And so the sky is the limit, and the worst elements of society are being allowed to take over. We're also going to get the latest on Syria. Here it is right here. Starving Greeks line up for food in their thousands as debt-wrecked country finally forms a coalition government. But how long will it last? Pelosi says hold her contempt charge about suppressing vote. We're going to continue going over all that. Also, people who are American citizens, but they get asked, they say, are you Iranian when you go to the Apple store? And they say, we can't sell to anyone of Iranian derivation because there's a ban on selling technology to Iran. You got to love that George W. Bush era thing where only Halliburton was allowed to sell stuff to Iran. They had the sanctions put on, and then only Halliburton could sell them all their oil field equipment at three times what it cost. It's just total criminal global government scams. That's what it's all about monopolies. So that's an interesting article. MMR causes autism, proven in Italian court case. Study, this is CBS News, obesity could lead to depletion of Earth resources. So, again, they're going to start taxing you if your carbon footprint's too big from eating. You're like, oh, yeah, and they're going to ban big soft drinks and milk and popcorn. Oh, they did? Oh, it's spreading from New York? Oh, the ATF's back out saying they want to ban most shotguns. See, it's all happening. And they're going, we don't need Congress to take your shotgun. We've bought armored pillboxes and drones and wheeled tanks, and we're coming for you. We want a war with you because we're criminals. Ha ha. And if you protest us, we'll just blow up another Oklahoma City and blame it on you. That's the good old ATF. Oh, they wouldn't ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. They wouldn't bomb Oklahoma City. Even though we know all the names of the people involved and have all the eyewitnesses, including police officers, the ones they didn't kill, like Terrence Yakey, who saw it all. I mean, you know, Eric Holder is a nice man who was deputy attorney general at that time. And we have the email from court cases where he said, this is a D-Day level emergency. Get down to Oklahoma City and cover this up. Oh, because some little boom booms didn't quite go off right inside the little building, huh? Oh, that was a sweet little thing you did, you sweetheart little sweetie cake. They're such a nice people running things. Oh, we're all going to be real safe if we don't talk about it. We all just need to go along with what they say, and they're going to be nice to us. They promise. They promise. Or we could just have them all arrested and get the country back and admit the crimes that have been committed by the banksters that hijacked this country. This is a short segment. When I come back, I'm going to get into our top stories. Again, House Committee suspects Fast and Furious cover-up. The Washington Times says that. Well, the House Committee, you suspect a cover-up? We have the press conferences up at Infowars.com, proof that Obama knew about Fast and Furious. You think Hitler knew about the Nazi Party? You think Stalin knew about the Soviet Politburo? Do you think the Easter Bunny knows about Easter? Does the Lucky Charms leprechaun know about Lucky Charms cereal? Does the NFL know about football and tailgating? Does water know about wet? Do fish know about water? Does the sun know about rising? I mean, really? You think there might have been a cover-up when it's all public and it includes shipping drugs in, and that's in the federal courts in Texas and Illinois? and shipping hand grenades out and shipping weapons to drug gangs all over the U.S. to kill the other drug gangs? I mean, you think maybe there's a cover-up when they've been caught lying? Really? And I hear there might be a compromise now. Oh, yeah. They may just let them walk because the Republicans have been involved in stuff like this, too. You ever heard of Iran-Contra?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, we schedule a lot of informative guests on the show, but something I want the producer team listening to me right through the studio window there to write this down so I don't forget, because I've been meaning to do this for years. And I do it occasionally, randomly, when I get a wild hair. But I want to start blocking out areas two or three times a week, a full hour. And you guys can stand behind me with a cattle prod if I don't do it. And we'll have blocks where, say, Monday in the third hour, I open the phones up to TSA whistleblowers. Or I open the phones up to military whistleblowers about secret military operations that are illegal inside the United States. You don't have a right. You have a duty and a right to report on that. We should have whistleblower hour at least twice a week. And so I want to launch Whistleblower Hour. And so we'll just start, you know, you guys can pitch ideas at me. I can come up with ideas. We'll block it in so that it's official. We say tomorrow, you know, if it was a Monday, we'll say tomorrow. Next, you know, tomorrow's Tuesday. If today was Monday. In the third hour, we will take calls from TSA whistleblowers. And then we'll get a call, and I'll say, that sounds interesting. And then we'll put them on hold, and they can give us proof of who they are, and it'll be even bigger. We need to really start using the attributes we have, which is millions of listeners. Every time there's a tragedy, a mass shooting, or also something you know, breaking in the news, we always have people right there on the campus calling in with the ambulances and the sirens in the background. I can be anywhere in the U.S. and say, yeah, I'm here, you know, over here at this trailer park, you know, parked here in the SUV doing the radio show, or parked here in the bus, and 20 minutes later, somebody pulls right in there, a listener. I'm in the middle of nowhere in Arkansas or Virginia or California. We have listeners everywhere. And not just in the U.S. We can open the phones up during the flu in Mexico and just load the lines. We have our own computerized lines. We can take over 100 calls and just hundreds of calls from Mexico about what was happening with the flu down there and what was really developing. Remember back when that was happening. I want to open the phones up for Australians to call in because the carbon taxes start next Monday across the board. Prices in some areas are going to go up 50%. You order lamb chops, it's 50%. Because those are eating grass that's for the carbon, and it's bad, and they have flatulence, so the big tax. I mean, just hundreds of taxes inside of it. Whatever the bureaucrats want, they can give waivers to their friends. And this is the global model. This is what's starting up here. And I'm going to open the phones up to Australians. Or I can open the phones up to Germans. Well, what do you think? Being told you've got to bail out all these big banks and, quote, welfare recipients in these countries. I mean, that's going to be a powerful an informative and news-making sector of this show. So I am ordering my crew to make me, because you know I'm like a bird dog runs off down rabbit trails. That's a good thing and a bad thing. But I need to be, you know, directed here sometimes. So just I'm the program director here, but I'm telling you guys to make sure I stay on the straight and narrow here. And we can, like, in a Pavlovian fashion, we'll mount shockers in the chair, just a small shock. And then when I'm interrupting too much because I get hyper, my brain's burning with information, you just bzzz, bzzz. All right, that's enough. Be the first radio show ever where, like, enough people vote. You know, like, people are mad at me. Suddenly a big cattle prod comes down out of the ceiling. You think the show would have high ratings if we did that? See, I'm not trying to just get ratings here. I'm trying to just tell the truth and cover the news, but there's a lot of funny stuff we could do. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough. I'm digressing. Let me get to our top story today. Out of all this news we've already mentioned and everything that's coming up and the guests we have joining us, like Joel Gilbert, who wrote Dreams from My Real Father, a story of Reds and deception, pretty compelling case that they've discovered who Obama's real daddy is. So that is coming up. The filmmaker will be joining us. And in the third hour, for about 30 minutes, we're going to have Lord Monckton pop in from Rio de Janeiro with his big report. It's always informative. A lot of us breaks big news here. They're making the treaty this time secret, but he has his ways of ferreting these things out. He's been locked out of the conference as well. He had police beat him up once, even though, just for no reason, that was on video. He was talking to a reporter, cop comes over and tackles him. That was in Copenhagen. He had to parachute him when they were locking him out in Durban last year. That's on video. I'm not joking. He said, Alex, have you seen me parachute in? I had him on the nightly news. I went, no, really, you did? They pull it up, and I'm watching Monckton parachuting out into the event. And then, side issue, I'm digressing. That's coming up. Now, this next story should get me really mad, but it's why they're discredited and it's why they're a joke. I didn't notice this until about almost a week into it. And I happened to see a comment about newspapers all over the Midwest, especially, ran syndicated columns. And it turned out there were a bunch of them. So this was done in a concerted effort. all over the Midwest, but also in Montana, Wyoming, everywhere there's rural people that are a little bit more street smart when it comes to not trusting the government, people that live closer to reality than some of the modern city folks that only watch Dancing with the Stars. I saw listeners commenting saying, Alex, you got to get on this. It's in both my local papers, and it's in papers all over the Midwest, and then I investigated. It was all over the country. When I say 500 publications, it was 500 plus that came up on Google News if you typed in EPA drones. Okay, this is just a few days ago. Now it's hundreds more. So there is a concerted effort everywhere, all over newspapers, so many I can't even keep track of it, saying, oh, the hoax has been exposed. There are no drones. No drones are coming. There were never drones. And the evil, well, only 15 or so that I've seen, say Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com. Normally they just blame others that picked up my report that Drudge picked up, that others then picked up. But we're in there as the culprits, as the source of the lie. And we are deceptive. We are discredited, they say. We have been routed. It's just Washington Post, L.A. Times. Of course, the L.A. Times had another article the same day, 3 days ago, saying it's incredible. People are really upset about the drones everywhere and drones over L.A. and drones here and drones there. But then they had another article saying the crazy people think there's drones. What's happened here is this has captured people's imagination. It's finally something assembled. Wait a minute. The drones that are used to kill the evil brown people. That's kind of the archetypal idea, the evil turban people, the evil 9/11 vipers that the globalists publicly fund to attack Syria and Libya and everywhere else. There's more news of that today. It's okay to have drones killing them. But still people know, these are remote control. Some of these are autonomous, AI computers, Terminator, Skynet. We don't like this, but I guess it's okay. It's for Al-Qaeda. So this really became a big issue, and states were getting upset, and they introduced legislation. On Monday, in the House, Ron Paul has supported it. Rand Paul has supported accompanying legislation in the Senate. It was really gaining traction. So what do? They play possum. Oh, there's no drones. No. The people on Fox News, what's her name? Megyn Kelly? I forget. Yeah, we have the clip in there. She got it wrong. It was not unmanned drones. It was EPA spying on farmers and ranchers all over the country in Cessnas with camera pods. So, yes, we're spying, but it's not drones, and you're discredited. And all they did was go into our article, and with one link about their spying, and then we had other links about their research projects using unmanned drones to spy, and they just took that one area and built a straw man and said it wasn't true. And ran 500-plus articles on the news, just clicking Google News, thousands of hits I saw on blogs and Democratic operative sites, just saying, ha ha, it doesn't exist. Alex Jones, the evil kook, conspiracy theorist, right-wing extremist, and then his cohort, Drudge, that picked it up and made it go viral, and everyone picked it up, and they're discredited. And the Fox News girl, she said, okay, we're wrong. It's not drones. It's manned aircraft spying. And the Daily Show picked it up. Ah, ha, ha, ha. It's so funny. So I called Watson up, and he was on vacation for a week and a half visiting family. He gets back. I talked to him Wednesday night. I said, listen, I know I've read articles on air. And I said, I've sent some to you. Do an article on this. I said, I sent you a list of the EPA, the FDA, the Department of Agriculture with all these drones. And they've been buying them since 2009, 3 years ago. Here it is. So he did the article today. He did the article today, and here it is. He went and found a whole bunch more, and it's admitted, and yes, they're doing it. Of course they are. I saw articles 5-6 years ago, and we pulled them back up, where they have the NSA spy satellites. First article I saw was in the Denver Post, and it was about farmers building barns when they've been told they can't with environmental laws and being caught expanding a barn with a spy satellite. I mean, and I pulled up the other day, literally, 15 articles, 20 articles, a big stack, and read them on air about this. Okay? So, yes, it's going on. And it just shows how they roll it all out and say they're spying on you and they're arming them and there's predator drones run by the Air Force arresting people on their ranches in North Dakota. I mean, you saw that last year. And there have been more arrests now. And they're using them. And they're coming on people's property. And so we finally wake up. People finally get upset. They get up in arms politically. And the psych warfare goes, it doesn't exist. And there's all these condescending articles laughing at everyone strategically in all the farming towns. I mean, my listeners have been calling me, sending me clippings of it. It's just everywhere. There are no drones. It's no big deal. Oh, but we are watching you with Cessnas. They've been doing that for 20 years. Now it's getting bad. They fly over, and after a rainstorm, this is happening all over the country now, and they either say you've got a puddle that formed in a ravine on your property and then come and say it's a wetland and try to take it. They're actually taking houses every day. I see it every few weeks, but if you look, there's just thousands of cases a year. I mean, it's crazy. Look it up. Or they go and they show that you've got a feedlot on your own property and it rains, and they show brown water running off towards a stream a half mile away. And they come with fines with that as the evidence and fine you for that life. Little bits of cow manure. There have always been bovine and animals walking around. There were probably more buffalo roaming than there are cows today. They've done metric breakdowns on that, actuaries. What do you think their dung did, ran into the rivers? What do you think makes the big Nile Delta so healthy for the fish? You ever watch National Geographic? That would be basically a dead river if it wasn't for, wait for it, hippopotamus poop. Again, this is part of life on our planet. If a pig farm, the big industrial pig farm, you know, with a half million pigs and toxic methane dumping out, killing rivers, they always get left alone if they're big agro. No, it's little farms, little ranches everywhere. There's a guy who creeps around who's part of one of these groups where we've got a family ranch back to 1830 in East Texas, and he goes around harassing people and doing all sorts of stuff and trying to cause problems. And it's like the mafia, and the local town ends up kissing his hind end to make him leave him alone. How about people get back in his face? You see, it's pathetic what we've turned into as a country. And we're just so accustomed to the mainstream media lying about us, we don't even get upset about it anymore. I mean, they called yours truly, you know, a liar, that I published, quote, bogus articles to deceive people. And you know, occasionally we get something wrong or a date wrong. I mean, I make mistakes, but not as much as a lot of people. Got a pretty good track record. You know, it sounds wild what we talk about because reality is so wild. But the mainstream media, they try to lie so many times, especially if it's been politicized. If it's just, this car wrecked here at this intersection, it's usually true. Or if it's watermelons cost this much at Winn-Dixie this week. Or this mayor got reelected. Or they're putting in a bypass on the highway here. Or this company went bankrupt. Yeah, that's true. But when it's some big political agenda and you see it in 500 newspapers in a week that there are no drones, that is a specific order that goes out from the highest levels of the power structure that, whoa, just like the TSA thing, this drone thing, people are realizing, hey, we're the enemy now. Our money's being used against us. There's this Skynet above us that's flying, and government loves that idea that it's God, and they're going to, with our tax money, launch 30,000 drones. It's all been announced. And then we start talking about it. Drudge breaks the Berlin Wall of media blackout. It goes viral, and then they freak out. Yeah, that Missoulian article was syndicated in a bunch of places out of Montana. Show folks that. That's one of the articles where it says, conservative talk radio host Alex Jones published the bogus drone story on his website, Infowars.com, on June 4th, complete with a photograph of a military drone flying through blue skies. Yeah, with a link to Wired Magazine and CBS about them arresting people with military drones over the U.S. for farming infractions. I mean, it's in the news. The next day, the New American, a biweekly owned by the ultra-conservative John Birch Society, reported the bogus story. The story credited Nebraska's congressional delegation for the news. The gist of the New American story was that drones are being used to spy on large feedlots where cattle urine and feces highly concentrated and potentially threaten water supplies. It goes on how it was picked up by Fox News and then they got asked questions, you know, at the White House press conference, and it's so terrible. And there's other articles about the evil Drudge Report's the one that did it. He's got too much power. People don't listen to us anymore. It's terrible. This is what they do. Well, here's the article, and I want folks, I noticed in almost all these articles, though, I clicked on them, our people were hammering them, going, oh, what about this link? What about the, what about Wired Magazine? What about the admissions of the drones being used by the government for environmental reasons? And manned aircraft. The point is, we're being spied on. Point is, you don't want momentum building to kill legislation. You want to act like it's not fashionable to be against drones. See, it's all about you being ignorant. They think you're stupid, and you'll just, oh, it's not fashionable? Oh, I get laughed at if I talk about them? Oh, I better not talk about them then. Oh, I get laughed at if I talk about a new world order? Here's our article at Infowars.com. Yes, the EPA is using spy drones to monitor farms, and we link to mainstream news and to the EPA. So there it is, since 2009, almost 3 years ago, and we have the links to it. Yes, the EPA is using spy drones to monitor farms. Federal agency developed UAVs years ago to keep tabs on land use. And it goes on right there, mainly about areas where they say you're not allowed to build on your own property because the feds just dropped by, or for wetland designation, a puddle. They'll literally take your property, and there it is. In the particular case of the feedlots, where the state folks complained, the legislators, they were using manned ones. But it doesn't matter. That's how they build straw men and play games. Have they announced 30,000 drones? Yes. Are they using them to spy on us? Yes. And we have this article from one of the festivals in Miami. Drone used to spy on Miami partygoers. And I went and checked. This is the drone the police department bought. I found newscasts with this drone and others. And it was flying around watching people partying. So there it is, being used against evil partygoers. Drone used to spy on Miami partygoers. See the video at Infowars.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every morning you see him arrive.
Every morning at the mine you can see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
I'm sorry, sing-along time is now over.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John.
Good old just Jimmy
Somebody
Dean, isn't it?
Came from New Orleans.
People think Jimmy Dean just makes sausage. I'm sorry, folks. Pretty good country music right there. Sent a Louisiana man to the promised land.
Big John.
All right, we're back.
Big John.
Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad John.
Okay. Coming up, we're going to, again, talk to the maker of Dreams from My Real Father. It investigates the providence and the real identity of Barack Obama. It's pretty darn compelling. In fact, my good old boy Guts, my hound dog snout, my bloodhound snout, tells me, ding, 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 we got it. We got your daddy. We know who your daddy is. Your mama, your daddy, your greedy, greedy granny went beep, beep, beep down Sesame Street. So we're going to be, my buddy, I remember my buddy's little sister actually had like some of the early hip-hop rap in like the early 80s. She was like 3 years old. It was playing on one of those 45s, you know, on a child's record player. That's an actual rap there. I didn't come up with that. I'd be plagiarizing if I didn't tell you that I remember hearing that on some Sesame Street comedy record or something, I think it was. Oh, my gosh, we've now really plunged into weirdness. Hey, it's gallows humor. I can't just be serious all the time. This stuff gets to me, okay? Oh, boy. So, by the way, I saw the comments on this article at Infowars.com by Paul Watson, drone used to spy on Miami partygoers. And the folks that shot it, you know, they have these Bay Party deals they do. The Miami Beach Memorial Day weekend celebrations, and it's kind of a hip-hop crowd out there all dressed up in bathing suits. It is the beach, and I see all these comments. You've gone to a new low showing us this hip-hop garbage, Jones. This is absolutely disgusting. What, did people like to drive around and dress up in fancy cars and go have fun at the beach? There are worse crimes. And I see comments like, good, they look dangerous. It's good to watch them with a drone. The point is there's 30,000 drones being launched. And, I mean, it's a lot of the comments here are like, this is not family material. It's some women in bathing suits at the beach. The point here is that it's an exhibit because this is the only video of the drone, and I went and searched the term drones in Miami, and they bought three different ones. They've got a big one that's like a mini Predator that flies around at up to 10,000 feet watching people quietly, and they got one that sounds like a weed eater taking off, and then they've got this one, and it's got flashing lights. They want you to know it's there. It's a police drone, and it's the only video of it in action. I'm sick of everything becoming, oh, my gosh, I saw some women in some bathing suits. Okay, don't watch the video if it's so incredibly horrifying. Okay? I don't think it's women in bathing suits you don't like. I think it's black people you don't like. Anyways, that's another issue. I never got to this yesterday, and I've got to get to it. This is the media doing this. They've got these new ads out, billboards, TV ads. I want to play one of them, where it says being white is inherently unfair and evil. And they're running these. And see, I'm going to give you the rest of the story. Do you know what these ads actually do? These are actually meant to create racial division so the government can be the referee and so people never actually become friends and get along. This is to make everybody uncomfortable, and it's going to actually cause white people to not hire black people.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.